Now, Egypt's National Council for Human Rights has confirmed that at least 2,600 people died in violence following the army's ouster of democratically elected President Mohamed Morsi in July 2013. The council says terrorism represents the biggest violation of human rights in Egypt. Mohamed Chalabi reports now from the Egyptian capital.
Egypt's National Council for Human Rights, NCHR, whose members are appointed by the government, unveiled in a press conference held at its headquarters on Sunday that at least 700 security personnel and 1,800 civilians were killed, including 1,250 Muslim Brotherhood members, in the period spanning a month before the removal of the MB's Mohamed Morsi for presidency to the end of last year. The NCHR also said that at least 80 detainees died in custody in prisons and police stations in the same period, claiming that there is nothing to prove that any of them died as a result of torture. Opponents of the military-backed regime in Egypt disputed the numbers and the facts.
We're witnessing the killing of detainees due to torture and medical negligence on an almost daily basis. They have reached 265 in less than 2 years. That's besides the thousands who were killed in the Rabia massacre alone, which the council did not even care to mention.
Shrugging off the accusations, the NCHR emphasized that it considered terrorism as the number one form of human rights violations in Egypt and did blame the government for some mishaps.
We are an independent and unpoliticized body tasked with monitoring violations, specifying responsibilities, and offering recommendations. There are some violations by the authorities concerning the freedom of expression and passiveness toward hatred campaigns in the media.
The NCHR cited health and living conditions as well as extreme overcrowdedness as the main reasons for the deaths inside detention facilities. The council also criticized an expansion in the use of prolonged periods of preventive detention by authorities as a form of unacceptable punishment. It further called for the release of humanitarian cases, the elderly, and students who have not been implicated in violence. Hours before the country's Grand Mufti hands in his non-binding opinion regarding the death sentence given to former President Morsi and over 100 others, the NCHR set calls for the suspension of executions in Egypt with the personal opinion of some of its members and not the human rights body's official stance. Mohamed Chalabi, Press TV, Cairo.